Roseanne Cash has been awarded Grammys, gold records. She's had 11 number one singles. Her latest CD, The River and the Thread, is her first in 4 years, and it's her first album consisting mostly of her own songs since 2006's Black Cadillac. The new recording is influenced by her roots in the South and her ancestors' homes in Alabama, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
What's the temperature, darling? Now don't stare into the past. There was nothing we could change or fix. It was never gonna last. Now don't stare into those photos. Don't analyze my eyes. We're just a mile or two from Memphis and the rhythm of our lives.
That's the song Etta's Tune from The River and the Thread. Roseanne Cash's tour in support of the new CD includes stops in London, New York, and Dublin. But the next concert is Friday night at Walton Arts Center. It's her first ever, we believe, in Northwest Arkansas. Yesterday, I talked with Ms. Cash about the new CD, a record she says was put together in an old-fashioned way as a single conceptual project, with each song relating to the one before and after.
It definitely was woven, and I hate to use another thread metaphor, but it was woven together. And in fact, we've been performing the songs in sequence as if it were one narrative.
It really holds together. Have you created other albums with that in mind?
Well, I made other albums with the idea that they were, quote, concept albums, that they were of one piece, particularly Black Cadillac and Interiors. You know, they were themed. But nothing that was as specific as this, that I feel like it is an old-fashioned concept album, which is probably the most unfashionable thing I could do right now. But I love the idea. I've loved concept records since I was a kid.
I know that in the digital age where you can, you know, it's kind of the return of the single. You can cherry pick through iTunes or CD Baby,
right,
or whatever. But this is one that really benefits, I think, the listener from starting from A Feather's Not a Bird all the way through the end.
Well, virtually everyone who's heard the record has said that very thing, which to me is a great, great compliment and exactly what John and I set out to do. John is my husband, co-writer, producer, arranger. And that is part, I think, that it does appeal to people who buy my records, that, you know, maybe kids who download singles, it's not the way they listen to music anymore. It's not good or bad, but I come from a different era when we listened to albums start to finish, and what ended side one was important, and what began side two was important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just still like that. And I find that a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I guess it's even changed from when most of us bought music on vinyl to CD, because you thought,
right,
of side one and side two. I guess most of us haven't thought like that for a while.
No, I still think like that, though. And I know a lot of musicians and artists who do. You're in the studio, and you think old school. You go, okay, this would begin side two. And we obsessed over sequencing, over which order the songs would be in.
Well, that shows, because it's hard to imagine, after repeated listenings, that anything but A Feather's Not a Bird would lead this project.
We never, ever considered another song to open the record. In the mix down into the album, we, you know, fiddled with stuff back and forth. But we knew there's this beautiful symmetry to it, actually, because the last line of Feathers Not a Bird is A River Runs Through Me. And then the last line of Money Road, which is the last song on the standard record, ends with The River Stays the Same. And I just thought that was a lovely poetic symmetry to the whole record.
I took the long way home just to end up in your arms. That's why I'm going down to Florence now. I got my pretty dress. I'm gonna let the magic wall put the voices in my head.
When someone buys a record of an artist, you never know what's going on, so we begin to project. But I hear something very comfortable in every song here in the session. It seems like there are a lot of people who are really comfortable in their skin working together.
Well, I hope that doesn't mean lazy.
No,
comfortable is good. I think that what you're probably hearing is that we've done this a long time. I've been doing this for 35 years, and John and I, as collaborators, we both know what we're good at, and we both know what the other one is good at, and we try to play to each other's strengths. And, you know, that can be a beautiful thing. It was romantic in a very big way.
Well, someone's very good at deciding who should be in a choir, because when the master yes. calls the roll, my goodness.
That's a good choir, isn't it? Chris Christopherson, John Prine, Tony Joe White, Rodney Crowell, and Amy Helm. That's a pretty good choir.
Lo, the season may come. Lo, the season may go. One man is torn asunder. Will someday be made whole. When the master calls the roll. Though the storm clouds gather, let the union be made whole. When the master calls the
You know, the day we did that overdub session to put their voices on the song, the way these gentlemen greeted each other, you know, they had known each other for decades, and maybe Chris hadn't seen Tony Joe in a long time, and it was such a beautiful thing just to see them greet each other. It was worth the whole day, even if we hadn't recorded one thing. But, you know, it's like a Mount Rushmore sounding choir, so we had to put beautiful Amy Helm on the top just to lighten the load.
The first time I heard that, and I'm looking at the liner notes and I'm seeing who that is a generation that is ahead of you.
Yeah.
Or two, generation or two. And I wonder if you think about, you know, and you mentioned you've been doing this for 30 plus years. Do you think about you and your contemporaries as you continue to create great music and what you might be doing in 15 or 20 or 25 years?
Oh, my friend, I think of that all the time. And I look at people like Chris, who I consider, and Prine, too, that I consider them one of the last of a breed of journeyman musicians, you know, that lone singer-songwriter out there. And of that generation, there's just such beauty and inspiration there. Not to say that there aren't young people who are out doing that and who won't take that their places at some point. Well, I don't know. Nobody's going to take Chris and Prine's places. But I do think about, am I going to be doing this as long as they are? Do I want to keep performing when I'm well into my 70s, nearing 80? I don't know. For me, probably not. I mean, I'll never stop writing songs, ever, but to get out there and worry about my voice at 75, I don't know.
Well, we believe that this will be your Northwest Arkansas debut, and we're very, very excited to see you in just a few days.
I can't wait to get there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Roseanne Cash's latest CD is The River and the Thread. She'll perform Friday night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. For more information, waltonartcenter.org.